With me on the phone line is the president and general manager of the Saskatoon Blades, Colin Priestner. June 30th was CHL import draft day, and the Blades with the 33rd pick overall, and they choose a player who, after so many picks, have been names that have been tough to pronounce for a lot of folks, not just on the import draft side, but even in the Bantam draft. You pick as North American a name and player as you could probably find in the import draft in Brad Lambert. Tell me how this all came about.
Yeah, probably the first import player in the history of the import draft to have played a season of hockey in the town that the WHL TV was drafted on. So that's kind of funny. But we kind of knew it was an interesting draft for us because we have two returning guys that we really like who are a big part of our team, and Kucherek and Fasco Rudas. But because Fasco Rudas is a 20-year-old, they let you make an additional pick. So we felt, especially given the uncertainty with this upcoming season, we didn't think it was fair on our two Euros or an incoming one to just take a guy that was fully reporting, who we felt was kind of going to compete for a spot when we already liked the two guys we have and they're a part of our culture. So we wanted to swing for the fences a little bit on this pick. And when Brad's name was still there, obviously with the connections with his dad and his uncle having played for the Blades and having played a year in Saskatoon and living in Saskatoon before, it was a very unique European pick to make, import pick to make. And we felt, we knew he was going to be, we knew he signed in Finland in the men's league there, so we know it's a longer shot to ever get him, but we felt it was the perfect time to take a real swing for him and, make an exciting pick with a lot of homegrown connections to it, and see what we can do on the recruiting front to kind of work on it over the next little while here.
Okay, so he's a forward. Tell me what, and highly regarded too. There's talk about him being a possible number one overall draft pick in the NHL or a first round NHL draft pick in 2022. So obviously you're getting yourself quite a player.
Yeah, I mean, the quality of the player, is not in question at all. Normally you, in the Euro draft, you want to take people that are 100% coming and committed to signing and becoming a Blade, and then you take the best player kind of all the players that are willing to be recruited and come over. In this case, we knew we had to, so we felt take the very, very best player, and that happened to be someone that also has a lot of ties to Saskatoon, and we felt if there was any team that maybe could sway him off of his decision, or if things in Finland didn't go for him this year in the men's league as he had hoped, maybe we're a real good other option for him. So just an elite level talent. He's a 2003 born, so he's a 17-year-old this coming year, but because he's a December birthday, he's not eligible until the following draft. So his draft year is when he's 18, like Lafreniere this year in Quebec. So it's not a pick that we had any kind of, I know people are like, oh, you've got him recruited and it was a sneaky inside pick. It wasn't anything like that. We thought someone was going to take the risk earlier than we did. So, we were going to swing for the fences on him or a similar type player, maybe someone that was drafted in this coming draft who, was a long shot to come but had a high-end pedigree. But, with Brad, if there was ever a chance he wanted to come, then we would obviously accommodate that for him. But we know the odds are a little bit outside and we're going to, do what we can to sell them on our program. But really going to be watching how the first few months of his year goes in that men's league, because as a 16-year-old, turning 17 in December, that's a tough men's league to play in on a nightly basis. And he's used to playing a prominent role on every single team he's ever played on in his life, being, usually the best player no matter where he plays. So, sometimes there is that adjustment where, you go to a men's league where the guys are bigger and stronger, and you might not get the same opportunity or ice time there, and maybe we're that backup plan. So we wanted to, have his rights, and we feel he's a franchise player on the ice, and having the family connections to the Blades is, I think, set us apart from the other teams in the CHL too.
So assuming everything goes according to plan as it stands right now, the season here starts on October the 2nd. It is highly unlikely that Brad Lambert will be in a Saskatoon Blades jersey then, but down the line, you'd certainly like to be able to get him, considering he is still only 16 years old right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. Radek Kucherek and Fasco Rudas are both committed to coming back and have signed their transfer cards with us. So, and Kucherek's going to be a top four defenseman for us, and Fasco was on our first line with Robinson, Krinkovic, and being able to return that whole first line is a great thing for us. So, you know, there's no if Brad, you know, stays, which we, you know, that's the expectation that we've, you know, we expect that he will stay in Finland. Then, you know, that's, you know, great. We still have 2 Euros, and then we kind of cross the bridge. If Brad's not enjoying his time in that men's league, then we obviously have a really interesting decision on our hands. And if it gets to a point where we feel like recruiting him is more than a home run swing, it's, you know, somewhat of a realistic option, then, you know, we put the full court press out to, you know, sell him on everything that Saskatoon is about and why we think it would be an awesome place for him to spend his next couple of years before his NHL draft, and hopefully get him to a point where he could be the number one overall pick out of the Blades. Kirby was number three, and, you know, with Mitch as our coach, we have that opportunity to really show a player that that can happen.
Father Ross and, of course, Uncle Lane are former Blade players. You'd like to think those would be big, good factors in your favor should you ever have to go into a full court press type of a situation with Brad.
Yeah, obviously those are great connections. I know Hilty has some relationships built already with the family over the years. And, you know, Lane is someone I think I actually spoke to 4 or 5 years ago when we were first looking at a coach and we hired Bob Woods. And it was more of a fact-finding mission because Lane wasn't sure if his contract was going to be up or what. And it was just a great conversation I remember having with him, a really smart, very high IQ guy, and really enjoyed it. And all the people we interviewed, his really stood out. And, you know, he ended up staying in the NHL, but it was really good to talk to him. And I haven't spoken to him since. But, yeah, there's lots of connections. Obviously, his dad being in Finland there is, you know, his mom's from Finland. She's he was born there. So it's not like he's a Saskatoon kid who just happened to move to Finland. He spent a lot of his life there. So, you know, it is an outside opportunity for us to get him. But we felt an outside chance at a complete home run was better than taking a player that we felt was going to be coming to camp and then, unfortunately, you know, put on waivers or cut 2 weeks into camp when our season starts and our two incumbent Euros that are in prominent roles, you know, were, you know, who already are fit into our culture and everything. We didn't feel that was fair in a year as uncertain as this to a player coming over from a random country in Europe, you know, and then getting sent home 2 weeks later and maybe foregoing opportunities in Europe. So we didn't want to do that to a player. And the only type of player we felt that was of this caliber to, you know, take the swing at the fences was Brad Lambert. And so it was kind of a perfect storm in taking him today. And, yeah, so, I mean, what the future holds is, you know, we're proud of our program, and, you know, I think we've got a lot to offer to any young man who's a high-end player. And, you know, just like we did with the Bantam draft this year, you know, it's, you know, we sold our program on a player that had a lot of college interest, and he ended up signing with us. So, you know, that's something we're not afraid to do.